Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheese. Cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We were established in 1984, and we've been representing injured victims literally for years. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. You can call us. We will help you. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And if there's any doubt about who's on your side, about who cares, just listen to our Saturday morning show sometime at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM, KHOW, 7 o'clock in the morning. We've been doing that show for 14, 15 years. And that show is designed just to help people on any legal subject. Even though we're injury attorneys, we do that show, hour-long show. We take call-ins on any legal subject just to help people. That'll give you a clue where we're coming from and we want to help you. These cases don't resolve themselves overnight. You know, another legal strategy, it just drives me crazy. It drives Brad crazy when we hear certain ads and television commercials that say basically, you know, what's your case worth? Well, you know, if you came to see us, your accident was 3 days ago, we don't know what your case is worth, right? You don't know what your case is worth. Your doctor most of the time doesn't even know what your diagnosis is yet. You went to the emergency room, and if you didn't have a spinal cord problem, they probably diagnosed you with a sprained strain of your neck or a sprained strain of your low back, your lumbar area. So you have to have a legal strategy to figure out what your ultimate diagnosis is going to be, to figure out how you're going to make an injury claim with the insurance company, because they're going to fight you. They're going to attack you. One more thing I want to say. Everything in life has a strategy, but Brad and I boiled it down in this business. You have to have a legal strategy, a legal game plan for every facet. Before the accident, at the scene, at the emergency room, in the ambulance, right? Think of a concert. Think of a classical music concert. The conductor. Does he or she have a strategy, you think? They want more bass. They want more vibrant cello. They want the violins to be a little bit quieter. They want everything to calm down. Then they want it to come into a crescendo. All a strategy. You have to have your own strategy. Brad, let's talk about these attacks insurance companies make. We've talked about it before, but you're very good at drunk driving cases, very good at bar liability. Let's just give an example of why you would need a strategy in that situation, because you can't just muddle through it.
Well, I hope no lawyer is ever telling you what your case is worth without doing the necessary groundwork and the necessary time spent to learn about you and learn about your case, learn about how the injuries are affecting you and learn more about the injuries. Even if they say, well, this is a typical soft tissue injury case, learning more about what the soft tissue injury is to you. I hope no lawyer is ever just blurting out numbers. I hope the lawyer is spending the time and getting the necessary information. Most of the time, I don't think that information can be obtained in one appointment. I think that it takes longer. And I hope that no one is ever sitting there saying my case must be worth what it says on television, or I'm just because I've got a case, I'm going to collect the six figures or seven figures or huge amounts that are on television. You might. The case might be there. But I hope nobody believes that just by seeing a commercial or just by going to one meeting. I hope they're spending time to learn about that. When we talk about drunk driving cases, we talk quite a few issues, because we're talking about usually a driver who's caused a crash, that's drunk. That driver is being charged by the city attorney or the district attorney for drunk driving, and maybe vehicular assault, maybe vehicular homicide. And the, you know, this can also happen with a number of other reasons why the person is distracted driving. But on drunk driving, it becomes important, because the thing that you need to learn as the person who's out there is where this person got drunk and how they got drunk. And you're trying to figure that out while you also have this person exercising Fifth Amendment rights to remain silent, and therefore not even have to admit they're drunk, not have to admit they were drunk, not have to admit where they were drinking, not have to admit how much they had to drink, not have to admit anything about their what they were doing prior to getting in that car. And you know, if it's a minor that's got alcohol, the minor can determine not to say anything until the criminal case is over, and therefore it may be hard to find out who supplied the alcohol and what alcohol was given and how much alcohol they drank. So you need to develop the necessary strategies on how to get that information. Why? Because the Dram Shop Act, the right to sue the entity that gave the alcohol to the drunk, is a shorter statute of limitations than the personal injury case. And sometimes that Dram Shop Act, the right to proceed against the drunk, comes and goes before the criminal case is completed. And obviously the person can wait until the criminal case is completed to not say a word. Now, afterwards, they may be ordered to have to say something, but before that, they don't have to say anything. So you're left in a situation where you better know a game plan. You better know how to get it, that information.
You got to have a strategy with the district attorney. You got to have a strategy with the bar. You got to have a legal game plan on how you're going to approach this, right? If you do, you can win this war. If you don't, you're just hoping. You're guessing. You're walking in the dark. You don't know where you're going. You may not even know what direction you're going. We can help you. We do it all the time. You can give us a call, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan covering all facets of your injury, the mechanism of injury, the accident, the reconstruction of the accident. And the game plan doesn't just happen all at once. You need to know what direction to go. Then you develop the game plan and the strategies. But when you start to knock down the attacks by the insurance company and their defenses and their automatic default, like a computer, defenses and attacks on you, then they start to see the light. Then they start to see your light, your claim, how it affected you and your life. Then you start to win the war, right? You start to win the war, but you must have a strategy. And Brad, just talking about these drunk drivers, if you want to go after the bar, right? You think the bartender and the bar people are going to volunteer information? What do you think? Not going to happen, right? You got to have a strategy.
Yeah, I can't imagine who's going to start giving that information until you can start getting some discovery and getting the information. And that you've got to know how to do that. And you have a right when you're sitting down with your lawyer to say, okay, here's my unique set of circumstances. Tell me what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Once again, if the lawyer simply looks at it and goes and says, go run up your medical bills, then you want to get rid of that lawyer. Now, if the lawyer tells you go treat and go get appropriate treatment, that's different. And hopefully the lawyer can help you with some of those treatment options and discuss them with you and gets involved in somewhat making sure you get to your appointments, although that responsibility falls on you, the injured person, to make sure you're getting there also. But if the lawyer just says, go run up your medical bills, well, once again, you might think twice about getting that lawyer. Sometimes that'll prove successful, but sometimes it'll prove to be just a nightmare to you in life to do that. When you're talking about alcohol-related offenses and you're talking about trying to determine what was going on with the drunk driver and when the driver got drunk and who served the driver and who should be responsible. You cannot expect as the lawyer or anybody else to think that the people are just going to voluntarily give you that information. They're not going to. They're not going to walk up and say, oh, yeah, I gave him alcohol until he got drunk and then watched him stagger out, watch him get in their car and wave goodbye as they were going down the wrong way on the one-way street without their lights on.
You know, and Brad's just giving you one example, and that particular example or situation can apply to a lot of different ones. You have to have a strategy to go after the bar. You have to have a strategy because they got this person totally intoxicated, went on the road, drove across the center line, head-on collision, and killed somebody, your loved one. You can't just guess and hope it's going to work out okay. You can't just say, well, surely they crossed the center line, it's going to work out okay. It's not going to work out okay. If you have a strategy, you can win the war. Right? I want you to tell me who said this. Organize and educate must be our war cry. Organize and educate must be our war cry. You know who? Susan B. Anthony said that. Another one. To be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. Who said that? George Washington said it. You have strategies. You have to be prepared. You have to know what you're doing. So let's talk about another one. You know, in our law firm, we have what we call a war room. And we get in there and we strategize with you on how to win your case and how to beat down the insurance company. Don't you think that's important? Those strategies prevail. And as I said just a minute ago, when the insurance company starts to see you've got a winning strategy on liability, who caused the accident, you've got a winning strategy on causation, how were your injuries caused, you've got a winning strategy and game plan on what your injuries are and you need surgery or you don't need surgery, and your treatment and your reasonable and necessary medical bills and your elements of damages, which we've covered with you many, many times. Those need strategies. Should you have continued treatment or not? Well, lawyers don't make that decision. The doctors do. But how does that affect you legally? What do your records say? How do you put it together? How you pull it together and present your claim in a way to maximize your injury compensation from the insurance companies? And like we said at the beginning, they sometimes have third-party administrators just there with their own computer programs just to beat you down. But I'll tell you what, once they see you're prepared, once they see you've got a strategy or many strategies, once they see you're being successful, once they see and understand you can do it, you will do it, your attorney can do it, your attorney's experienced like Bell and Pollock, then results start to happen. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. You're the reason. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, I tell you what, when you sit down to make a recipe, do you follow the recipe? Do you use the right ingredients, the right amounts of ingredients, the cooking instructions? Same thing for a legal game plan. You've been injured, you need a legal game plan. You need to understand what the steps are. You need to understand what the ingredients to success are. You need to know the steps, the sequence of the steps, what to do and how the insurance company is going to try to beat you with their own insurance game plan against you. You need your own legal game plan. You can't guess. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You have legal game plans and you have game plans in sports. Sometimes the game plans have to be adjusted at halftime. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We have a legal game plan for you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. What happens if you're hit by a driver that does not have any insurance? They said, I'm sorry, my insurance expired last month. I'm sorry, I never got any insurance. Or better yet, I've seen it happen. Here's my insurance card, but when you call the company, they said it expired 3 months ago. They have no insurance. What do you do? Where do you go? I'll tell you right now. You need to go to your own car insurance policy, the UM coverage. UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. Make it as high as you can get it right now, because if you're hit by a driver with no insurance, this is where you go to recover for your injuries and losses. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm, Bell and Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims, and we bring the show to you to teach you and educate you about important injury subjects each week. Today, we're talking about legal game plan. We thought this concept was so important, we trademark protected the concept of legal game plan. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. You can have it for free. You can call us 303-795-5900. We'll give you a free copy, hard copy. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and download a free e-copy of the book. Get your legal blueprint to success. You know, we deal with accident cases all the time, but we've learned over the years that success is no accident. Success is no accident. You must be prepared. You must be prepared, and you must have a game plan. Let's go back to this, Brad. Let's give some examples so everybody can bring it home to them. If you have a texting driver, you have a different legal game plan. If you have a drunk driver, different legal game plan. If you're going to make a dram shop claim against the bar, different legal game plan. And then as to the injuries and damages, if you're going to have surgery, you need a different game plan, a different strategy. You need to know what to do, how to present it, what's important, what's not important. If you're not going to have surgery, do you have no case? No. Of course you have a case, but you need to know how to present it.
Well, if you have a pre-existing condition, you may need a different legal game plan. If you have an aggravation of any condition, you need a different legal game plan. If you were, if you had previous injuries to the same parts of your body that are bothering you now, if they're active previous injuries versus previous injuries that just happen to have occurred that you've overcome, you need a different legal game plan. That's why things have to be decided. What does that injury do to you? How has it affected you in your life? How does it affect you in carrying out your daily activities or your activities with your loved ones or with your work or with your own hobbies and the things you want to do? Different legal game plans. These things have to be learned. How well can it be presented is a different legal game plan too. And when I say how well can it be presented, it's the question of who else knows, who else can identify and discuss it. These are all things that you have to be able to find out and deal with in the legal game plan when you're doing the evaluation. You need to, when you walk into a lawyer to get this information, when you walk out, you need to be walking out with something that you know concrete where you're going and how you're going there and what you're doing. And understand what the lawyer is going to do and how each one of you are going to work together. And that needs to be explained to you both on a short-term and long-term basis. You want to make sure you understand it. You don't want your lawyer. I mean, I just can't imagine ever walking into a client, and I can't imagine a client ever wanting, the first time I meet him, for me to walk in and go, okay, I wanted you to see the pictures of these four people for whom I've received. I got $250,000 for this one. I got $500,000 for this one. I got $1 million for this one. I got $1.5 million for this one. See? There you go. Now, aren't you happy?
Now we're good.
Look at what I got for him. Now, here's my fee agreement. Sign it. If you're really interested in your own case, you're going to be going, I don't care about those people. That's great that you did that, but how do they relate to me? How do they mean anything to me? I don't want you to be, I don't want to walk in and say, here, look here, this is where when Joe Smo called up the insurance company and they said, we'll give you $1,000 for your inconvenience, and I went in and got him $100,000. Here's a bunch of ones all the wall. Look clear across the wall. I got a projector for you. I'm going to run a projector showing you all these different people, and you can look at them. And aren't you going to be happy for me? And your best remark is, well, okay, what about me? What about me? And the job we do in our cases is we sit down and we talk about you. And we deal with you, and we deal with your unique set of circumstances, and we discuss with you how the information that we're requesting for you, because we have stuff we need from you. We ask information from you. We ask you to take certain actions. But when we learn about your lifestyles, we ask you to address certain actions, and we ask you to get certain information for us and to give us certain information that's going to take time. I mean, I don't ever have anybody in that first meeting that's walked out giving me enough information that we can 100% decide what their case is worth.
Right. And sometimes when I meet with people, and Brad meets with people in our law firm, and our lawyers meet with people, you know, they ask us, well, what do you think this case is worth? And I met with one in the last 2 weeks, and I said, I don't know. And she kind of looked at me like I was nuts, like I was crazy. Like, are you really a lawyer? And I explained to her, I don't know, because once again, do you know what your outcome is going to be? Do you know what's going to be in 4 months or 6 months? The accident just happened a week earlier. No. Does your doctor know what your final diagnosis is? No. By the way, my doctor sent me down for MRIs of my neck. So your doctor, she doesn't really know right now what the situation is with your neck. No. So then we don't know what your case is worth, but, because we don't know what the diagnosis is.
But let me tell you about Sally Smith, who I represented 3 years ago, that I got a bunch of money for.
Right.
That doesn't do anything.
No. You have to have lawyers that pay attention to you, your case, your circumstances. Everybody's unique, right? Everybody is different. And you know, sometimes insurance companies say, well, you know, you had a pre-existing condition, and you had osteoarthritis, and you had osteophytes on the and spurs on your neck. It shows up in the MRI. Of course, you never had any symptoms. It wasn't bothering you forever. But they try to imply or state that you had a built-up mechanism to be injured. You're more vulnerable. Well, you have to have a strategy to use that to your favor, in your favor, for your benefit, because the law says the at-fault party has to take the victim, you, the injured person, as they find them. They can't hope and wish that you were a 22-year-old bodybuilder with 4% body fat and in perfect condition. They take you as you are. So if you had a pre-existing condition, if you're more vulnerable, if you're weaker, you know, if you have osteoporosis, you are in that condition. And that means you're going to have an injury, but you have to have a strategy to win that. And you can. But once the insurance company sees that you're on the right strategy, you're on the right path, and you can beat their attacks, and you can knock them down one by one, right? Then you can use our secret sauce. And we've developed it over the years. We trademark protected the book Legal Game Plan and that concept. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. So, you know, another quote I'm going to give you is, here it is. Know thyself and know thy enemy. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. Know thyself and know thy enemy. Who said that? Know thyself, know thy enemy. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. So if you know yourself, right? And if you know your enemy, right? And if you know the attacks are going to come because this is war, right? You can win. You can win. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Brad, let's talk about even negotiation, even trying to settle a claim before a lawsuit is filed. We try not to ever file lawsuits for our clients. That involves strategies.
It does. And once again, the strategy should be something that your lawyer can explain to you on where they're going with things. But a lot of times the best thing for your client is to file a lawsuit. A lot of times the best thing for your client is not to file a lawsuit. And you've got to, the lawyer needs to learn the difference. Once again, how do I know what's best for my client, or how do I at least want to discuss with my client what's best for them and believe in what's best for them if I don't talk to them and learn about them and have a plan put together on how we're going to address this? Because the client looks and goes, well, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to do a lawsuit? Are we not going to do a lawsuit? You know, and my response has to be, well, let's look at your life first of all. The client's life and the client's lifestyle and what's happened to the client is more important a lot of times than the lawsuit, because once again, lawsuits can take a lot of time, and they can be very, very draining, and they can be very emotional, and they can do a lot to a person, and that person needs to understand what they're getting into when the lawsuit occurs.
So that needs to be covered in a legal game plan. Nothing drives me crazier than a person coming to me. They fired their previous attorney. They want to come to Bell and Pollock. I talked to them, and they say, I haven't heard from this attorney in 6 months. And believe me, just in the last 3 weeks, I met with somebody in Steamboat Springs that said, I haven't heard from this attorney in 6 months. Well, what kind of game plan or strategy do you think is being used for you? What? Did you get pointed in the right direction? Did you tell? Were you told what the insurance company attacks are going to be against you and your claim? Do you know how to do it? Do you know the steps to take? You know, on pages 26 and 27 of our book, Legal Game Plan, we cover a whole variety of subjects of what you need a legal game plan for, right? You can get a free copy of that book at championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy free or call our law firm at 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to send you the book free. So Brad, let's try to wrap up for everybody. You got to have a legal game plan for liability, how the accident happened, a legal game plan strategy for your damages, your injuries, your losses.
Right. And you know, as you're going through all this, you have to understand exactly what it is that how the game plan is going to weave in and out and how it's going to change. It doesn't just remain static. It's not there or just remain in, like it's written in stone. It moves. It's something that you have to be ready to change and understand what's happening because, you know, as Gary said, this is so right, so correct, is as you go through your treatment, what's going to happen with your treatment and how you react to treatment, how you respond, and whether you get better or not, and how that causes changes in your life or restrictions in your life is going to change over time.
And you can't just assume, well, I'll just go to the doctor and I'll just do what they say and I'll be okay. Everything will be okay. The insurance company will treat me fairly, right? They'll pay. Read the myths in our book. Our first book, Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. And remember, always, success at Bell and Pollock is no accident. There is a lot of hard work involved in these matters, but you have to know what to do. Success at Bell and Pollock is no accident. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.